This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We're doing periodic check-ins with lawmakers representing parts of Douglas County while the Oregon State Legislature is in session. And now, officially as State Representative Virgil Osborne on with us. Virgil, good morning.
Good morning, pal. How are you?
Doing good. So talk about getting started in Salem. What has the transition been like for you in the last few weeks?
Kyle, it's been kind of crazy. It's been a learning experience. It's been enjoyable, but it's been a little bit chaotic. Just there's so many new House members here and so many new staffers that, everybody's trying to learn as fast as they can to get up to speed before session. And, of course, now session's pretty much in full force right now. But it's going well. I have my office established. Our staff is all in place, and we're actually writing bills.
So talk about the committee assignments that you ended up with.
Sure. So I ended up on the Economic Development and Small Business, which is kind of a natural because I'm obviously a small business owner. So that one's been very interesting. I also have Climate and Environment, which is affects Douglas County a lot, which is good to be part of that. And then Business and Labor as well. And they're really three great committees, but a lot of information coming in and a lot of bills that we're hearing, since we started.
Is there any day that any kind of a typical schedule to a day?
As a matter of fact, I'm looking at my schedule right now, Kyle. It started at 8 o'clock with a meeting with some of our lobby folks, and I have meetings every other 15 minutes all the way through this interview with you, and then we have our caucus meeting today at like 10, and then we have our floor session, which is where we actually go to vote on bills, that type of thing, and then we go right back into committee meetings after that. So pretty much every day from about 8 in the morning until around 5 or 6 o'clock at night, we're in meetings. It's busy.
What has it been like so far just kind of getting to know some of the other lawmakers?
It's been interesting. A lot of really great folks on both sides of the aisle. I know there's, coming into this, people speculated, Democrats and Republicans hate each other. I don't get that feeling. I feel like everybody here, whether it doesn't really matter which side of the aisle you're on, I feel like everybody here is here to represent their constituents. And now I would assume that as we go into the into session a little farther, and as we get deeper into some of the bills and some of the and we've already started to see that there'll be some battle lines drawn, and there's going to be some folks that just don't agree on the outcomes. So that's where the work really starts. That's where we need to build the relationships and try to come to agreements that work for our districts.
What are you hearing so far about the governor's priority, especially with the budget announcement and some of the information about that coming out later today?
Yeah, we're all kind of anxiously awaiting that. The governor's priorities, one of her big priorities right now, obviously, is the homeless situation. So I think we're all kind of waiting to see where that goes and where the money really is she's planning on spending. That's I really can't say much about it until I see what comes out today.
And what about from the Republican side of things? What priorities are you hearing from your House Republican leadership?
Yeah, so, we're focused on the problems that are, the big problems right now. The economy is obviously top of the list, but the homelessness and the crime, it's interesting, in our Republican caucus, we have several retired police officers. So, there's several crime bills that we're looking at changes some of the statutes that's written now. Also, some of the marijuana bills that we have and Measure 110, some of that stuff's being looked at to try to help down the road as far as drug rehabilitation. I think the biggest things we're looking at right now are those issues. And then, basically we have this this whole movement on the in the energy, at least in my committees, we have this movement on the energy to move toward renewables. So what we're trying to do is lessen the blow on our districts, as we move down this road of electric cars and, renewable energy. We don't want to hurt our businesses and our families. We don't want to have them run out of electricity in the middle of winter because, the solar power is not working, that type of thing. So there's just a whole lot on the table, Kyle.
And as you look ahead, You said everybody's getting along so far, but obviously that will probably get a little more dicey as things go on. What's it like being brand new in the building?
Well, you know, my history has always been, I've been in sales for, you know, most of my career. So, you know, I don't really have a problem. I can talk to anybody. For me, it's been, it's not really been an issue, but there definitely, you know, there's alliances that get built. You know, there's groups of people that end up kind of coalescing together on certain bills and that type of thing. I'm pretty much just kind of, I can talk to anybody about anything, and I'm not really intimidated by anybody. So that works out pretty well for me.
What about the relationship between the lawmakers representing Douglas County? Are there things that you're working together on, that kind of thing?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, so you have obviously David Brock Smith, who just moved over to the Senate, which is really great for us. You have myself, you have Christine Goodwin, and to a degree, Boomer works with us on things too. And then, of course, we're going to be filling, I think this week, they're going to have the David spot filled for the South Coast. But we're working on a lot of bills together. In fact, since David's moved to the Senate, I've taken over a large part of the bills that he had already introduced for the House. So I'm actually working right now on over 40 bills. Some of them are my own, but some of them are co-sponsored by myself and David. And all of the basic concentration here, all of it is to make sure that our districts, you know, benefit and prosper from what we're working on up here.
Is there one particular thing you really want to get through this year as a piece of legislation, or a particular area that you want to especially work on?
You know, earlier in the year, actually late last year, I should say, I had an attorney from up here that works on senior services, that type of thing. We got together, and we're working on some bills that protect senior citizens. And, you know, Douglas County has a large population of senior citizens, and some of that is protects them from fraud. You know, and some of our current bills, current laws, I should say, don't go quite far enough with internet fraud, that type of thing. So I'm working on some legislation that will close that gap up a little bit. That's pretty important to me. I'm also working on some legislation to better define legal agriculture. So when marijuana is in question in a statute, it actually, when we're talking about all the other agriculture that goes on in Oregon, legal agriculture will be the new definition if I can get that through, which eliminates illegal agriculture. In some counties, it is illegal to do certain things. So those are some of the things I'm working on. Also, some changes to Measure 110, we're working on that, hopefully try to lessen the blow. Give our police a little bit more ability to go after criminals and drug crimes.
All right, we'll let you go for now, but check in there with State Representative Virgil Osborne from Salem. Thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, anytime, pal. Thank you very much. Take care.